Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good, the international call.
Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide.
Interface complete.
Are you ready to get buffed? Are you ready to get swole? Are you ready to get crawled?
Yeah, well, you know, motherfuckers be exaggerating like that and shit. You know what I mean? Y'all up in your face, spitting all in your face. Hey, do you want to get crawled? Do you want some muscle? Yeah, but not steroided up like that, people. So, yeah, today is Weed Day workout. You know what I'm saying? Is going down. Weed Day Wednesday. Workout with Captain Buff So Good. And still chilling with my international co-host, Mr. And, yeah, we was live in the building, man, waiting for some damn computer to update and shit. And, you know, that dude, that takes a little minute. So, in the meantime, in between time, check us out on Ustream. I got to change the info. Not live stream. I got 2 shows, but well, Ustream, very user friendly. Ustream.com/WDGE Radio, and you can check us out live on the workout. And yeah, that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Now. You got to say that all dramatic, you know what I'm saying? Because where you can hear that at? Nowhere. That would be killing that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about today, people. So get, let me go ahead and give y'all a description before we get into the little music, you know what I'm saying? And then we will do that. This is another new exciting workout, you know what I'm saying? And it's about to be underway, so get your workout stuff ready. It includes gloves, water, tights, Bobby socks or tube, mat, dumbbells, blunt, you got to have that, beer, I'm out of that, ab workout chair, if available, I don't have that currently, and get ready to get buff with Captain Buff So Good, which you won't need a chair today anyways. We're doing all floor exercises. And check us out via ustream.com/WDGE Radio and international co-host as we get the world, and I mean the world, in shape. And get in shape our mudder make ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Our mudder make ourselves. That's how we do it here, man. And we bring you languages from all around the world, man. This is BTR's most international show. It goes down right here, man. We feature everybody from as far as the Netherlands, New Zealand, Romania, China, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, you know what I'm saying? Any country, we represent you, Australia, you know what I'm saying? And all states worldwide, man, from Washington, Michigan, Iowa, Idaho, Florida, California, Texas, shit, Millgate Walker, you know what I'm saying? Hell, even representing them motherfuckers sometimes. Depending on the song. And, yeah, that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real, keeping it true, and bringing the world together. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole ultimate goal. So I'm going to start this thing off with a little knowledge, man. Get y'all a little knowledge off of your braniums, your craniums. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check this out. This is called Voodoo Child. And this is from my home God, who is currently on tour. Miss Q, Q and Nas of We Lit. They are on tour doing their thing. You can check them out in a couple of states. And after this, I'll give you the contact info and stuff. Check it out.
Myself.
ain't be the shit to do that. You go on a bitch MySpace page and they got 30 goddamn different songs playing. God, that shit's aggravating.
I've got quarts and quarts of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeeze and sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeeze and sour citrus have lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeeze and sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeeze and sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got the hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus, serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge got no victory. The joke's on you.
Cause I got a flight to catch, gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch, waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 shows. When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. No to them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before. Come on. Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song. Later. Used to have to wait last just to perform. Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is. It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged. Wanna thank all producers for charging so much. A lot of reason why I started making beats and stuff. Wanna thank engineers for high studio time. Thank y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up. Now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwaller with him. Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism. I'm on a roll moving the crown from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. You can catch me at the open mic shutting it down. Ashwood, no sleep, the talk of the town. Hear my name ring bells like the stock is changed. The flow make noise like some pocket change. You can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it. Come on. Got the whole city hype like that's my jam. Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands. Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet. High school, straight to the pros like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out. I'd rather be in the booth, punching in and out. Come on. So, get out my way, I got a dream to chase. You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace. Move along now, I got errands to run. Yo, still waiting for your taxes to come. I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then, I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause, I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or, I got a flight to catch.
Wanna holla. Everything little mama do is poppin'. Poppin'. Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Got it going down. Cream Dot. That's my nigga Cream Dot right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we do it. It's Wednesday, Wednesday workout. You know what I'm saying? The Triple W people with Captain Buff. So good in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Captain Buff so good. And, you know, he comes through and gives us the workout half. You know, I'm the skinny half of the family. He the buffed up side. You know?
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snuffle. We giving special shout out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILD New Spash Hits, man. need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the game, entertaining. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the game, entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yeah. What time it is, man. So, I don't really know what the hell this is doing here. All right, so that's what's going down today. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all a little update. And it's my homeboy DJ Party Time holding it down right there for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Yeah, yeah. So I want to give y'all one quick update before we get back into another song, too. October 3rd, right here in Tampa, Florida, you got the fucking A&R Indie Artist Seminar. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And that's hosted by the Miss Mouth Times own, Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. And it's going down to Club Nouveau, so y'all can check that out. And also, you got Thomas Brown and Joker's Live Comedy Theater presenting Chris Thomas. And y'all know him best known from Rap City, you know what I'm saying, the host of Rap City. You know what I'm saying? But then he was also on BET's Comic View, Def Jam Comedy, VH1's. Been on everything. He's been on everything. So he's coming down here to Tampa, you know what I'm saying, right here live in Tampa, Florida. And there are two nights of comedy, Friday and Saturday night, August 27th and the 28th. It's going down Joker's Live. Show starts at 8:30 p.m. You can buy your tickets online now at jokerslivecomedy.com. And the show is located inside the Embassy Suites at 10220 Palm River Road in Brandon, Florida. There's limited seating available the night of the show. This is a one night only. The show will sell out, but prepare to laugh till you cry. It's actually two nights, you know what I'm saying? Gonna bring them back. So Chris Thomas is the master of over 2,000 amazing realistic celebrity impressions, including Denzel Washington, F. Lee Bailey, Mike Tyson, and Orson Welles, also Barack Obama. One of Chris's favorite subjects, Sugar Ray Leonard, says quite simply, Chris Thomas knocks me out. For more info, hit up 813-377-3070 or jokerslivecomedy.com. Jokers Live offers military discounts. Valid ID is required. And don't forget to join the newsletter for updates and prizes. This show is powered by Solar Energy Management. Solar Energy Management has energy saving solutions. 813-477-8486 if you want some more info on that. Once again, Chris Thomas, famous comedian, is coming in town. Your boy will be DJing for him. And two nights of fun, man. So y'all come through and check that out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In just a minute, we getting buffed. I'll have my Incredible Hulk or my Hulkamaniacs, you know what I'm saying? Are you ready, you Hulkamaniacs? Oh, yeah! Yeah, you know, I don't have that. I guess I might have to get me something like that. Are you ready to get buffed with Buff So Good? Yeah!
I hope you're hungry, because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh, right.
You're pretty good! Not!
Let's get propped up a little bit, y'all. This is Miss John New. Check it out, www.myspace.com/John New, the princess. Or you can go to www.myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess, DrakBoyz, princess. Or you can go to her YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Got the YouTube channel, set up. And that's youtube.com/John New2011. You know what I'm saying? You can check out there. Or you can hit it up on Facebook.com/John New. And I have that set up today. So y'all can check that out. And, yeah, man, it's just, you know, getting everybody closer. You know what I'm saying? And networking. That's what we all
do. DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record but that old
Record Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me tell you why. Why? 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 Baby, let me tell you why. Why? 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 Why?
already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back, but she ain't knowing I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Titties looking black, never spray red. Smoking no some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like Rex Fuchsia. When the body slam the bitch like Lex Luger. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the moat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she can't won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch. Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Got him in the zone. Mama so bad, girl, I stick to the phone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love zone. You say a lot of fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so forth stream, I have a sad conviction. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. It'll put me on the top, be a super C. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he's licking on the stick. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor playing. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, y'all need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about riding. Yeah, I want to blow, but it's all I'm not trying.
Ustream.com/WDGE Radio, but don't have any audio, so I don't know what the f- is going on with that. What the f- is going on with that? So, got some technical difficulties, but yeah, I'm gonna get that straight in a second. Y'all check that out. And today is Weed Day Wednesday. Workout with Captain Buffalo Good. So if you ain't got your weed and you ain't got no alcohol, I don't know what the f- you was doing. I don't know what the f- you was doing. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. I got one more for you, then figure this shit out, man. Figure this motherfucking shit out. You know what I'm saying? This is Two Man Army. Pretty soon they're coming on tour. If you happen to be down here in the Tampa Bay area, 813, you know what I'm saying? You check us out on tour. I'll be the official tour DJ, you know what I'm saying, for Top Shotta Records. And you can check them out, you know what I'm saying? Top Shotta Records, GT Shotta is the CEO or president of Top Shotta Records. And, yeah, your boy just signed, well, signing to a one-year contract, you know what I'm saying, to do what it do. Okay. And I had the hack attempts. Yeah, you made me a video about it. Okay. Please watch this video. I'm going now to tell others. Alrighty, I was on the phone in a BTR room with the host. I got sent a Trojan horse and had two hack attempts. This is who did this, and they even made a video about it on YouTube. Right. As if I gave a hootenanny. Right. You shouldn't be talking to people, you know what I'm saying? Stop talking shit on the phone, you'll be alright. Yeah. It's going down anyways. Hold on.
Timmy!
Yeah. Gotta roll up, people. Gotta roll up. All right. You better be over there working out, man.
You think so? I just got home, man.
Oh, shit. I forgot people do actually work. You know, man, people working in this world, people. Yeah. All right. Well, what's happening today then? You seen long-haired chicks'
YouTube video? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I just got in, so.
Oh, you actually clicked the video?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the video right now.
I figured it was
one of those nigga guys.
Oh, man, I figured it was something that was just stupid, you know what I mean? They won't call in, though, you know what I mean? They won't call in, nigga. Call in to this show, 347-237-5125. Shit, all the way live. Y'all don't even want it up in here. Got everything ready for you, you know what I mean? Shit. But yeah, all right. Anyways, yeah, I got the YouTube stream up, but my damn audio is fucked up now. So now I got to figure out what the hell's going on with the audio. And audio and the video is fucking up. Well, no, the video is actually working, but the audio is just not working. I don't know what happened with that shit. Restart. I got to restart it because I don't know what the hell's going on. All
right. Can you post the link to the Ustream page in the chat room, please?
Because I only have anything up yet. Oh well, matter of fact, hold on. But you won't see anything. It's just up. Stream ain't up. I'm gonna tell others. I got hacked.
I looked at the video, but it doesn't really show anything. Just fragments.
Because I was talking to a BTR host. Okay. Well, stop talking to us then, motherfucker.
Channel is offline. Right.
You ever heard of Ash Max?
Ash Max?
Yeah.
No, what is that?
Nah, well, we're going to see. Chick hit me up yesterday. I told her it was a goddamn pyramid scheme, but I invited her to the show to prove otherwise. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the pyramid schemes where you have to find other members
This is the 5x5 scheme. She paid $25 to get into the program, and after she get her five people, yeah, then you got to wait. You know what I'm saying? For one of them five people to find five more people than five. Man.
That's a pyramid scam, yeah.
I said, listen, if that's the case, how about you just send me $100 and then I'll send you $150 back next week? I mean, if you're looking for a way to invest your money and you ain't looking to get it back in no quick amount of time. I mean, I used to do that shit back in the day with friends of mine. You know what I'm saying? They'd give me $100 on Monday. And the follow money, I give them back $150. Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing with the money, how I'm doing whatever with it. You know what I'm saying? Just invest your money and then come and pick your shit up on Monday. I had this one chick who got up to like, she was giving like $200 a week. You know what I'm saying? But then she would get $400. Because I was doubling her money and shit. I used to double her money and I had to stop doing that. It wasn't that beneficial. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But it is possible. So all that pyramid scheme shit is, I was like, well, just hold on. Let me set up my damn program. And, you know what I'm saying? And you do the same thing for me. You pay me $25, and I'm going to make it even sweeter. All you got to do is refer five people to sign up to my website. And if they sign up, I'll send you a check for $250. Man, you gotta see the amount of people. People don't know nothing about the goddamn internet. So for them to go out and talk about referring somebody to your website, and then for them to actually sign up, man, shit, that shit can take your ass 3, 4, 5 months. You know what I'm saying? For a bitch to even get around to doing it. So that's the whole pyramid scheme of it. So why they done got, you know, shit, 500 people that done paid them $25 up front. And now I still got to wait for these other five, man.
That only works for the people that are really, really high up in the pyramid. the lower you get, the less money that you make of it. The more money you start losing.
But either way, you know, I lost money. You know what I'm saying? Because you had to lose at first to invest in the shit, and then sit back and wait for all the motherfuckers to actually, you know what I'm saying, come along and do what the hell they're supposed to do. So. Who is this? Rachel Wilkerson. Workout naked. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Working out naked today. If I can get the damn stream rolling there, Heavenly Angel, we'll be getting it on. Get buff in the buff. Is she trying to take my motherfucking shit?
Okay, if you're going to work out naked, I won't be going into the stream today.
Hey, because I can do them half naked. Okay, it's not like I'm some kind of nudist or anything, but I do love the fact that I can do my workout DVDs in clothes I never wear to the gym, and I really think you should consider doing the same. I'm not saying you should work out in nothing but in iPod, armband, and a smile, but I do think stripping down a few layers and working it in simply a sports bra and short shorts can be a good idea. Wow, where is she at? The way I see it, working out, feeling good. So working out naked, feeling good naked. After a few naked go-arounds with core fusion, I realized, oh, my body, NBD, whatever the fuck that means. It's not perfect, but it's certainly not something to hide away like it's a gay relative or something. Okay, so... Where in the hell is she? She ain't got no goddamn what the DVD yet. That's a sham. And sham.
Well, she didn't post. I don't believe her. She didn't post any pictures to prove it.
Hell, man. No, nothing, man. a fucking blog? Hell, gonna do the fucking blog. Shit. All right, let me stay here. I'll make my own goddamn blog up. A real blog. You guys want to really see somebody in the buff. Oh, yeah. Are you ready to get buffed? Are you ready to get sucked out, Croc? Are you ready to get swole? Well, get out of the way and we're ready to get... Yeah. I don't see how them dudes don't pop blood vessels. You know what I mean?
You can do a blog post and then say... hey, I really do work out naked. I do weightlifting with my dick.
Right. Any females want to inquire, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Ask me how. All right, we're going to work out. I was just kidding. Right. I really don't know what the hell is going on with the damn audio, though. The audio settings is fucked up. All right, so I'm going to unhook and then try it again. See y'all alone. The Lotto.
Teacher, and my baby is rolling with me. Miss Trinity, tell me what you're thinking, baby. Tell me what you want to do.
I want to lock down, baby.
Knock off your fool. Come and clear up though. Preach it, come on. Come and clear up though.
Something sharp.
Come and clear up though. Worky, worky, till somebody drop though. I say put your door. I mean that door. Put on panic door. Girl, we don't know. No man, I give your phone.
I wanna lie.
Here we are, you and me tonight. Me want to see you every night.
die. You know if you work, you work it. You know if you please me, die. Clear to your back, but you feel alright. Now let go, me a hold on tight. Trinity, tell me what you want me to do. From the night till the morning light.
Sleep and as you wake up,
yeah, yeah. Come make me a prisoner,
Mr. Freda,
take
up. When the dog you use and cup. Are your two hands, are your two foot a tape up?
Sing love, yeah, easy, cause tonight we
unlock. Come me open your front door, so me lock it up. Come me walk in front here, so you back it up.
Uh-huh,
me
know how to get down,
now
I'm
looking up love. So me be your lollipop, your icicle, your bubble gum, your fella, oh, go pop.
I wanna love.
All right, about that, got lost in the naked video. Yeah, right. Not back yet, people. Not back yet. Y'all, hold on just a second. Not back yet. Yeah. I know. Not back yet. Yeah, mother ass, mother ass. Oh.
Black star, not your average rap star. Make you try to sell drugs to get it in America. But if you sell the drugs, you know I'm in America. Wolverine Black Star, not your average rap star. Make you try to sell drugs to get it in America. But if you sell the drugs, you know I'm in America.
Oh, this is a classic right here.
I'm gonna get 50. Yep. All they hit you with is blah, blah, blah. On the radio, all they with the rah, rah, rah. So let me have to bring out the la, la, la. Cause all you gon' hear is pow, pow, pow. Yep. All they hit you with is blah, blah, blah. On the radio, all they with the rah, rah, rah. So let me have to bring out the la, la, la. Cause all you gon' hear is pow, pow, pow. Yep. I know this game from back to front. If it's about that product, I know what they want. Hustling, I know it like the back of my hand. Hustling, I know it like the black of my hand. The only thing I don't fuck with is the black of the tan. Not to mention white boys, you're about the back of the van. I'm a skinny ass nigga with fat man weight. I got clientele, I don't gotta negotiate. Or hang around niggas and associate. I'm married to the game, why just procreate? Till our family too big to fit in a safe. And to Swiss bank accounts, we gotta relocate. It's Wolverine the grown man, never been co-faced. Got kicked out of Catholic school for having no faith. God still love me, relationships still straight. Cause in the middle of the drone, I got crazy weight. Yep. All they hit you with is blah, blah, blah. On the radio, all they with the rah, rah, rah. So let me have to bring out the la, la, la. Cause all you gon' hear is pow, pow, pow. Yep. All they hit you with is blah, blah, blah. On the radio, all they with the rah, rah, rah. So let me have to bring out the la, la, la. Cause all you gon' hear is pow, pow, pow.
I'm on a $1 million diet. Maybe you should try it.
I ain't copping shit until the kid get rich. You gotta know how to starve till you start looking sick. You gotta keep breaking it down and you work up to a brick. Now you don't gotta sell drugs to get it in America. But if you selling drugs, you probably getting it in America. Green, tan, and white is probably all up in your area. Move my middlemen brought in by the courier. Sold hand to hand by your local type hustler. Smoke hand to mouth by your local type customer. If you don't know, nigga, I'm just trying to accustom ya. See what happens when them hunger pains are touching ya. Already on the bottom with nothing else under ya. Don't care if your head busts a crack, cause a close cut ya. Bougie like Usher, cool like Tip. If you getting that money, then we on the same shit, yep. All they hit you with is blah, blah, blah. On the radio, all they with the rah, rah, rah. So let me have to bring out the la, la, la. Cause all you gon' hear is bah, 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 yep.
or to hit you with his blah 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 on the radio warning with the rah rah rah. So let me have to bring out the la la la, cause all you gon' hear is pow pow pow. You ain't worried about yours, I got mine to make. Straight money get bud, short money get shake. Haters catch the hammers, these catch a foot chase. Bitches catch caskets, weak rappers get waste. Don't play gangster like Mace when I step to your face, cause I'm cocky like Cassie without catching a case. A Wolverine black star, I got no time to waste. Use the microwave when I got no time to bake. It's my time now, I got no time to wait. Couple G's for my watch, I got no time to hate. I did my dancing in the 80s, I got no time to break. Multi till I die, no matter what grind it takes. Whether it be microphones or limos, rhyme with weight. Cause
what kind of horseshit is that? I just cut the fucking song off. What kind of horseshit is that? Doing shit like now. I'm trying to watch a fucking butt naked video, man. Shit. What the hell is y'all doing? Man. It's in Hooters right here, people. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor.
We're going to get work out sometime today, I guess.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jake Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail, done that sit up on the bar stool. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them stinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you know, walking off the movement like you knew, booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion, let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls gon' shop. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler.
Up,
your
man?
Money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dawg, you got problems.
And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shawty got me hooked like a fish on bait. A kiss on cake, hard as it may be to believe. Still in me, good puss got me B-L-I-D-N-D. Couldn't fall asleep after the club, cause I hear your body calling me, wanting to thug. I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause she takes me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
All right, so we got some shit going on. I don't know what the hell this show done turned into. bunch of fucking freak fest around this motherfucker, man. What the hell is going on? All right, last one, because I got to roll up some weed, people, and bring Side 9 and everybody back up in this Muda Meca, you know what I'm saying? And we do what we do, you know? Yeah, no. There's some new music right here coming from a little group called Neon. Played one of their songs yesterday. This is called Boys Drool. This is some new shit. Heavenly Angel, I got you, baby, right after this.
This is a high definition.
Roll your weed up. Gaga, you fucking crazy, goddamn bat biting off the head, crazy son of a bitch.
Timmy!
Alright, people. Alright, now that I'm logging into Ustream, now it's sitting there talking about, oops, there's a problem. You can't broadcast because you're broadcasting from some shit. Like, what? I think I'm going to have to use live stream. What's up, people? Fuck it. Y'all in the building, man. God damn it. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what the f*** is going on. What is going on? What the f*** is going on? Let's see if we can go to the smell of those crock cats. How about that? We're loading. And let's see if we got audio. Right. Let's see if we got audio and video. Blue. Oh, we ain't got shit right now. There we go. All right, that is up. Hello. Man, my damn audio is jacked up. I ain't got no audio. What's going on with that shit? Let's try it again. Hello.
Can I help you?
Oh, hell, you can see the video, but you can't even hear it in the audio. Probably can't see the audio. Oh, wait.
Which video is that?
Hold on. God damn it, I got too much shit up. We stream on, but where is... Okay, sure. Okay, Smash Podcast. Alright. Got a different link to click on. Are you working out today, Evil Angel? Can you work it out this own? Damn, this shit.
Okay.
Oh, is she still online? Is she still online?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if she's going to respond.
What is that? A after school song? Yeah, I thought it was, because that shit did sound so goddamn. I was out of group at Boo! Representing up in this Muda Neka. Yeah, I don't know what that shit is. That's group called Neon, though. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. And, yeah. That was their song. What the fuck, man? This shit is not connecting at all. I don't know what's going on, people. I don't know what is going on. Now, let me see shit. Okay, right in. Okay, now that's on. See, like, the video's on. But the audio is not reading out. Well, I tell you what, let me do this. Okay, let me do this show page. Show page. See what I see. Hear what I hear. Alright, and we're going to start broadcast.
It's still on Ustream, or did you switch to live stream?
No, I'm still on Ustream. I'm gonna stream the other link too. Oh, damn, I hate that shit. What the fuck is that? It's the only thing that ever shit. Look on the screen. The boo new.
Oh, what the fuck, Logan? What guest? I was just logged in on the other chat. Alrighty. Again.
Well, yeah, I thought it was supposed to be online. What the fuck?
Hey, at least I see a couch.
Oh, you see something?
Yeah, it's a pause screen with a be right back. Oh, broadcast just started just now. Hey, you're live, I guess.
Oh, okay, there you go. But you don't hear anything.
I probably have the audio muted because I'm listening to you too.
Hello.
I'm refreshing here. Ah, oh, come on, log into chat. Why does it kick me out? Channel is offline right now.
Hello. Not out there, hear that?
Broadcast started just now. Yeah, now I got controls and I can turn up the sound because, of course, that was
a place. My audio is fucking up there. Hello.
I can't hear you.
back up in. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I don't need it, Cotton. I just didn't need it.
Timmy!
All right. I don't know what the hell is going on, man. Evlanger, did you click on the link? Did you hear any audio coming out of?
Alrighty.
Woman.
Yeah, it must be a phone again. She's stuck on with the cell phone, I guess. Like yesterday.
Yeah. Your phone sucks. Hold it in the air.
I don't think it's the phone. It's the coverage of the network.
Oh, well, hold network. Your coverage in the air. God damn it. All right, man. I don't know why the hell I don't have any audio. I got video, but I don't have any fucking audio. I don't know what that is about.
Well, we can hear you right here.
Yeah, we can't hear your ass. Just fade in and out. Yeah? Oh. all right, 44 kilohertz. Something should be coming for me. Man. I don't know what to tell you, people. There's nothing, no audio. Nothing coming through. To tell you.
Well, you got three guests in the house. I didn't sign in, so 1, 2, 3, that are all the people that are already in the show right now. So
yeah, it says 4, 4, 5, so alright. Somebody click it on the damn key.
I'm in there.
Train's in there.
Dum 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 dum. It's a long one. And it's gone. The red light wasn't even on. Are you waiting for the train?
How to freshen smelly shoes. Oh, I thought he was talking about me and shit. What the f*** kind of advertising is that? Motherfucker. I'm talking about me and shit. Alright, here we go, people. Yeah, I'm working out. I'm working out. Oh, yeah, that's me. That's me right there. Oh, yeah, that's me.
With no hat.
Oh, hold on there.
Let me sign in there.
There you go. Another hit for you. All right, well, fuck it, people. Can't that goddamn do it shit. Right now, I don't know what the fuck happened. So let's go over to live stream. Oh, fuck it, now it's time for the medicine.
Oh, no.
I'll be working out after this, so I don't give a shit.
You got a small face on that big body of yours.
Yeah, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, looking a little blue there.
How did you get it to tan like that? Your body is slightly lighter than it is now, and your face looks kind of blue.
My bad.
Where's that quart you're supposed to be curling?
there you go. That boo knew where it at. boo knew where it at. God damn it. Hell no.
Nah. that's a real dog for though. You, Dan.
Yeah, you're too funny. Where the hell the smiley's at? You always find all kind of shit. How the hell you find all the goddamn smileys and shit?
Well, I just used the goats on the keyboard.
Oh, not the little...
Yeah, and try not to select those. Yeah, like that.
Oh. Where's the fucking cheat sheet at? Let me get a goddamn cheat sheet. That dude looked funny as hell. I had to look at it on the big screen. Yeah. All right, well, fuck it, people.
Tuesday night, we're going to meet your mother. But Wednesday, when we make weekly.
Gotta get to the Nutty News, Nutty News.
There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Fucking blonde head. Look at the young, skinny, goofy bone. Yes, that is a throwback picture, people. Yeah. That is the black skin. Back in the days. All right, give y'all something cool to look at for a little minute. Fuck it. All right, let's get on this Nutty News, man. Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com, but I only have it pulled up, but, yeah, that's what a sponsor is. Where's my porn at, man? I haven't smoked any weed. You know, I had to realize that, and that is probably why I can't fucking get anything right. I will think that is right. All right, people, let's take a commercial break and, get high.
I'm taking your advice.
Here's some lighters are striking. Lighters are striking. All right, well, give me this is the effect of not smoking weed, people. So if y'all ain't smoking weed, I don't know what the y'all was doing. Y'all, man, I don't know what the y'all was doing. Well, actually,
you're setting a bad
talking.
Example. You're setting a bad example.
Yeah. My bad.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But you take 15 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He's gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
Alrighty, Smiley, you there?
Are you there?
I'm here. I was reading a news article while Smelly is still off air. Hey,
oh.
There he is.
The Earth
will run out of helium within 35 years. And the current amount of helium that the humans have almost used entirely took about 4.7 billion years to form. The supply of helium gas will run out in 35 years, and there's no way to create that artificially. So if you want to make a high-pitching sound, you got to get your helium right now, or at least within the next 35 years, because it's going to run out.
And the economic or environmental impact?
The environmental impact, it doesn't say a lot about that. It says a lot about what it's used for. It's used for cooling and MRI scanners. Let me see. NASA uses a lot of helium to clean the engines out of spaceships. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and several others that are
your blimps and all that run off of helium.
Well,
I guess that affects us. We got a lot of blimps that during the football time, you know how the blimp flies over and shit?
Yeah. I would have thought that's helium. That's possible because helium is lighter than normal air.
Yeah, them helium balloons. Oh, yeah, big ass helium balloons.
Well, in 35 years there, you won't have any helium balloons anymore.
There you go. Shouts out to Cheryl Hartfield up in this motor maker. And I was going down real big. Let's go ahead and get some. Oh, yeah. I'm buffed again. Oh, wait a minute. Get some cool. Is it a Friday? No, today is Wednesday. No. I shall have to. Superman. Nah. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All news. Web.com. Going to work out. That's what I'm talking about, woman. I'm working out right now. Click on the link, woman. Click on the link. Lying like a motherfucker. Working out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Working out my mouth. Goddamn this head. Trying to work this blunt out in a minute, though. Trying to. Let's see here. Good old Florida. God damn it. Florida. Y'all doing, man? Starting the goddamn nutty news off. What kind of shit is that? A man is jailed after arguing with his bike. Okay. A soused. What the fuck is soused? Yeah, I guess that would mean drunk, but let's find out. Anybody know what soused means?
Don't ask me.
Soused means very drunk. Okay, so a soused Stewart man was jailed after deputies say he was engaged in an obscene argument with his bicycle. You gotta be all fucking sane. A recently released arrest affidavit states Martin County Sheriff's Deputy spied Richard Bialon, 68, around 4 a.m., yelling at his bicycle in the parking lot of a mobile gas station in the 3900 block of South Canner Highway. Customers were coming to the mobile and were very disturbed as to the yelling and obscene argument the defendant was having with his bicycle. The affidavit states. For the police to even arrest this man, arguing with his bicycle, come on now. You know what I'm saying? That's got to. See, I'll give y'all a award for that shit. But I'm not. Because I shall move on. All right, I'm going to give you some late breaking news from, All News Web. AllNewsWeb.com, UF Paranormal News. Oh, right. China discloses UFO reality. Aliens sending UFO probes here.
I have a problem with this article.
Oh.
There's no source, there's no link, there's no nothing. Da da da.
No, yeah, there's no. Like, where did it come from?
Where does it come from? Yeah, it could have been something that somebody just made up. Hey, look at this. Oh, that's cool. I'll post that.
Well, read it out, man, while I go run and get a lighter. How about that? Even swap those windows. Because that's your area, brother. The good old paranormal.
No. No. I look at the medical marijuana link. Read that one out. It's Wednesday. Come on. Let me see. 14 states and D.C. have enacted laws that legalize medical marijuana. That's Alaska, California, Colorado, D.C., Hawaii. Hey, Hawaii. Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. You're at
That's
the bottom.
Vermont. Vermont, not Vermont.
I don't care. I don't plan to go there. Where is that?
Goddamn
Vermont,
man.
That's on the east coast.
Alrighty, it's
a bomb
there.
What's that?
15 plants, position limit. I thought you said something about 100. Heavenly
99.
Angel.
99.
That's a 15
now. It changed.
What the hell is y'all talking about?
14 states in the United States that have legal marijuana for medical patients.
Who the fuck cares about medical patients? God damn it, just make the shit legal. Stop trying to throw the old goddamn blow up words on it and shit. Medical.
Exactly.
Man, no fucking medical use, god damn it.
Well, I don't know how that works over here, but if you have medical marijuana in the Netherlands, that means you get weed sent to you every month, and it's paid by your insurance company. You don't have to pay anything for that. So you will get, it depends on what you really need for that, 25, 50, 75, 100 gram a month.
Yeah,
but
a free car in Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also government grown, so it's not the best quality.
That
you can get
this year. Oh, D.C. just passed it this year. Congratulations. New Jersey and D.C. have jumped on board in 2010. The usable ounce in New Jersey is 2 ounces, and in D.C., 2 ounces dried, limits on other forms to be determined. And the what was this? Proposition 215, Ballot Measure 8, Amendment Act B18-622 with a 13-0 vote. And you had a Senate bill that was proposed. See, this is what I'm saying. If all these proposed ballots and bills and all this shit done came up, why the hell is this shit all the way across the fucking board?
But you're talking about Ballot Proposition 215?
Yeah, Proposition 215. That was for California.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. They approved that in 1996.
Yeah, they've been doing that shit. 8 ounces, 18 plants, 6 mature, 12 immature. God damn. I think they got the most. No, they don't. Oregon has the most. 24 ounces usable, 24 plants, 6 mature, 18 immature, but it costs $100 to get the goddamn license.
Oregon?
So that means
I don't want to go there. No, I don't.
Yeah, it's $100 to get the ID card, and probably I think that $120. So it's $100 to get it, and probably $20 to renew it every year.
Damn.
Nah, I still wouldn't want to go to no fucking Oregon. There ain't shit out there on the goddamn Oregon Trail. What the fuck is out there? All right, well that's pretty nutty. Pretty nutty, nice news. All right,
well, you could make it interesting if you could find a lot of people that would want to place marijuana plants. Just get 50 people together and make a legal grow room for all of them. and share some of their crops every time. Because you set it up, so you got free weed every month. That would be good.
I'll buy that for $1. Hell, I'll go out there and man the crop. See it.
Well, yeah, that also in the bill, you can let somebody else take care of your plants. So you could do that with 50 people. You just don't tell anybody that they're giving you weed as a payment for that.
Right.
But Florida's not on the list yet. So when are you running for president?
We'll be the last ones on the list. I'm seriously considering running for my district, though. I am doing that, man. I might. But I don't know no fucking questions. You know what I'm saying? I figure, hell, them stupid motherfuckers don't know nothing either. So, hell, I'll be the perfect candidate to run. Yeah. Fuck it. You sons of bitches don't know shit. Let me get up here and act like I'm the distinguished gentleman. Will the distinguished gentleman rise? Yes. Hi. Wait a minute. I thought you were white. Oh, guess not. Snuck in through the back door. Snuck in through the back door. Goddamn right. Shaking up the fucking White House. Shit. Barbecuing every weekend now, goddammit. No.
There's eight pending. Pending.
Huh? What happened?
There's eight states that are pending for legalized marijuana or medical marijuana. So there's Arizona. They may be on the list. But this is not just for medical marijuana.
I want to talk to Bill Nelson, too. Like, what is your views on legalizing medical marijuana? Marijuana, period. I don't know no medical purposes for it.
Tobacco's legal. Why can't marijuana be legal?
You know that politic parties over in the Netherlands even have that on their agenda every year. So you can look up which party supports the complete legalization of marijuana. You can vote for them.
I won't be voting for that side. In Mobile, Alabama, a woman steals a 3-day-old car and immediately wrecks it. She looked like somebody I don't know. Right. 28-year-old woman was jailed today after police said she forcibly stole a 3-day-old car from a woman and wrecked it, injuring herself and two motorists, police said. On the way out of Langan Municipal Park, about 200 yards away, the Camaro struck two vehicles, inflicting minor injuries on both drivers. But Bella continued out of the park. Then police got a report of a one-car wreck at Spring Hill Avenue and Pine Street near downtown and discovered Christina Bella injured. Boy, look at this. Bitch, steal a car. Wreck into two other cars. Get away with that. And then goddamn turn around and wreck again. Hold on, Timmy. Let me be my homeboy, man, before I give her a goddamn award. All right, here's her award.
I can tell you the name of that woman.
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, I'm not
anyway,
believing that.
You know what? I know a woman who did the same fucking thing. Same fucking thing.
What, stole the car and then fucking ran?
Yeah. And crashed it. Yeah. Well, it was 2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
2-day-old car. Barely got a system in it. This bitch wanted to go drunk driving. And pow. Right into a dumpster.
Goddamn dumpster.
Yep. Damn. Her name was Linda Luan. She was
Linda
beautiful. Well, she is beautiful, but she kind of let herself go. But When I hit it, she was fucking all this in the bag of chips. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
I hope it wasn't your car.
Oh, no. Fuck. I'd be in jail. I'd be in prison for killing her.
Oh,
what's happening, people? You know what? I want to talk about the America, marijuana. Because Goofy Bone, you know, knows some Congress people. And you know what? I'm not going to put the person's name on blast. But this is a congressman talking, saying that it's the easiest way that they can make money in this time of crisis.
Yeah, that's and bring down crime rate.
Well,
you see that? If you go back to the 30s when they banned alcohol, you see a huge crime increase in alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment that they legalized that, how many crimes do you see committed involving alcohol? Yeah, under the influence of alcohol, you get aggression and all that stuff. But involving, how do you call it, selling of alcohol, stuff like that? Nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing anymore. So if you legalize it, it will be less and less attractive to criminals, and the crime rate will automatically drop. That goes for all kind of drugs, by the way. But, yeah, in some cases, you have to protect your citizens a bit, because not everybody can handle those kind of drugs. But in the case of marijuana, it's not that addictive. It's not as bad as alcohol or cigarettes. So I don't see a reason why they shouldn't legalize it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that they're just doing these little cannabis clubs, these little marijuana hangouts, you know, just as a teaser. And they're gonna let that drag, I'm gonna say, about a good 5 years.
Somebody been in Amsterdam.
Really...
Somebody been in Amsterdam. Let all the coffee shops and shit open up, and everybody having a great time, and then turn around and bam, sweep all the goddamn coffee shops and start closing them down and shit.
Is that what they did in Amsterdam?
No.
Yeah. Not all of them.
No,
not all of them, but they turned around and did a shop sweep and swept a lot of them stores down, shut a lot of them down.
Yeah, most of the stores that closed down were not really that honest. You got hard drugs being sold there, criminals running the place and all that stuff. So they cleared out those kind of places. But that's good. Those weren't the good coffee shops anyway. The small coffee shops, a little out the center, they really they are not that commercial. They have to make money by selling good weed, and there you can get the finest one. So don't go in Amsterdam and go into the first shop you see. Walk a little bit further into Amsterdam. Look for a small shop, especially in an alley. Walk in there, and he will have the best weed for you.
But that's the thing. That's likely any place you go. Like you go to New Orleans, and you go all the places that they sit up there and talk about, we got good jambalaya. And then you go in there and try to get, you think you're getting a real plate. In actuality, you're getting some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They give you some bullshit. And then you find right there on the side road, that'd be the best fucking place that has you know, real jambalaya and shit.
Yep.
So you got to kind of look. You just don't go out for the commercial version of it. You know what I'm saying?
In Amsterdam, you got
jambalaya
a coffee shop
good
called
fuck.
The Bulldog. It's three levels. It's huge, but you don't want to go there. It's cool to hang out, but you don't want to be buy your weed there.
So what happened with the UFO in China? They don't know shit.
Well,
check out the link I just,
it's a huge claim, but it has no source. It has no link. It has no video, no pictures, no nothing. So, yeah, anybody could have written this, posted this, spreaded this. So, yeah.
Okay, well, check out the link that I just posted in the chat room.
Hi, Heavenly
Angel. That's an old story.
It's on
about,
ABC News.
About the airports closing down because there was a UFO on top. It's about a month old, I guess. Let me see.
Can
I ask the question of the day, people?
What was that?
If you found out that the UFOs were real, I mean real, people, well, would you get all crazy scared?
No.
You're asking the wrong people, I guess.
How about you, Cyanide? Would you get all scared?
No, why? I would, let me say that it would be a spacecraft from outer space, and it would land right here. The first thing I would ask is, what is powering that thing? I want it. Give me that.
I want to know what kind of weed you got. What the fuck y'all smoking on? You get some of that interplanetary shit. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all growing hydroponically. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, but Smelly, would you actually, like, try to talk to one of them? Say he popped up in your backyard like E.T. Would you try to talk to him?
I'll get him stoned.
Yeah. Yeah, if he ain't got no pistol, yeah, he'd probably catch me smoking anyway. You know, we come in peace. We'll have a piece of this shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next shot, you got
can you make this blunt bigger? Hey, can you make this blunt bigger? Yeah, I know y'all got that magical power. Make this bean this bitch bigger. Yeah, turn me a big blunt, goddammit.
And leave me a replication machine? Or a generator like in Star Trek it is? That they put on computer, give me a cup of tea. Cup of tea. Computer, give me a cup of weed.
Yeah, he'd be like, take me to your leader. Take the motherfucker to the weed man house and shit like, what are you talking about taking you to? Yeah, hey. Wrong. Somebody I want to talk to you, dog, man. Bring a couple of bloods too. They say they need all that.
They come over here and they say they hit my blunt a few times and then they say take me to your dealer.
Your dealer. I'm like, damn. Wait
but
a minute.
You know, I wouldn't understand why aliens would want to come over here. This whole world's full of disease infested. You know. Why would you want to
really,
come?
Probably
like
why they can't come here too much like that. Cause we ain't not but walking viruses. So I mean,
exactly.
Fuck with a human, you fuck with
hey,
a human, you nasty person boy.
We sent probes and satellites to other planets to check the place out. Why don't you presume it may be automated vehicles, not manned, or maybe by probes or robots or that kind of thing, and they're just making images, samples, and all that stuff like we would do on Mars and bring it back to them.
But look at this way. Why would you send a big, huge ship when we only send little dinky ships? You know what I mean? They're sending ships. I mean, George Washington, back in those fucking days, the 15,000 people on one ship, those kind of ships. They're invading.
They're invading. Well,
I'm
if they're invading, they've
aliens,
been doing it for a long time.
I mean, come on. They're bringing big ships for something. And it trips me out because you don't know what the fuck the government knows. What if the government's contacting with
speed?
Them? Doing drug deals with them? Doing something? I don't know. You don't know what's going on. Why this whole world's fucked.
Well, are you scared, brother?
Oh, am I scared? Hell nah. I would actually try to confront them. I would try to, like, I would get into their mind before the government does. You know what I mean? I guess not. Anyways, people, after the show, we got to tune it into 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show, for Whacking Wednesday.
Are you talking about UFOs and aliens?
I got it.
Hello? Aliens got us?
No, what's the topic of the show?
Talk shit and they find you, people. Where's Heavenly Angel's fine ass up in this motherfucker? Hey, Smelly, I gotta pick a fight with you, man. Well, what are you having my kid pumping iron like that, man?
Yeah. that's boo new so good.
Come on,
that,
man, my poor
right.
son. Hey, look at him.
Busso Boo News, goddammit. Boo News for Bus. hey, check this out, man. I got some disturbing news to report. This ain't even nutty. I don't know how the fuck it made it on the list. But in Colombia, three teens on Facebook hit list are killed in the past 10 days.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Three teens who were on a 69-name hit list posted on Facebook have been killed in the past 10 days in a southwestern Columbia town, officials say. Police say they do not know who posted the list or why the names are on it. The hit list on Facebook, which was posted August 17th, gave the people name 3 days to leave the town of Puerto Asis or be executed, said Volmar Perez Ortiz, a federal official whose title is Defender of the Public.
What the hell? Are you serious? Damn, somebody putting in some work. I'll tell you that for damn show. Shit.
Well, this is another reason probably why. In Australia, high school teacher assigned students to plan a terrorist attack.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
Okay.
High school teacher who assigned her class to plan a terrorist attack that would kill as many innocent Australians as possible had no intent to promote terrorism, education officials said. The year 10 students at Kalgoorlie Boulder Community High School, god damn, in the state of Western Australia were given the assignment in a class on contemporary conflict and terrorism. Principal Terry Martino said he withdrew the assignment as soon as he heard of it. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Let's go back to that Facebook hit list. That was in where? Columbia?
Yeah, let me. Hold on. First of all, I'll give both of them a word.
Like Columbia, the cocaine Columbia?
The trash can scummiest dirtbag bitch!
Yeah, but they don't say Columbia, Georgia, or, you know, what part of Columbia. Well, hold on.
Like Columbia, the cocaine Columbia?
Nah, I don't think. No, that was.
Well, it sounds like Columbia.
Southwestern town.
Columbia Coffee
People. Let's find out, people. Let's go into the article. This is on CNN. Yeah, if it's on CNN, it probably is over in Columbia. Yeah, this is on CNN.com. And, damn, let's keep reading more into this.
The fuck are you bumping?
Man, you should know. God damn it.
Oh, shit. The big prison coming by.
Police at first thought the posting was a joke, Perez said in a statement, but the publication of a second list with 31 additional names led authorities to convene a special security meeting Friday. The posting of the list and meetings occurred after the first two killings, which took place August 15th. On that day, officials say 16-year-old student Diego Fernie Jaramillo and 17-year-old CD retailer Gilbert Alejandro Ruiz Munoz were shot and killed while riding a motorcycle on the road between Puerto Aces and the town of Puerto Casito.
Oh, man, that's Colombia, the cocaine.
Yeah. That
crazy.
Is real. That's real.
That's
shit.
Real. Damn.
Hell
we
God. Columbia. Colombian, let's see. Also on the list was, you're being warned now, motherfucker. You on the list. Norby Alexander Vargas, 19, was killed August 20th. Another young man, 16-year-old student, Juan Pablo Zambrano Anacano, you probably killed for them long ass fucking names, was wounded in the same incident when he gave chase to the assassin. Colombian media said Monday the number of those threatened has grown and panic has overtaken Puerto Aces, with some parents sending their children out of town because their names are on the Facebook notice. The names of 31 women were posted on the other list, said Radio RCN, and residents have become overcome with panic and anxiety. But how in the fuck, man, y'all can't track this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see,
it's in
Colombia, so it's not like...
Yeah, over here, your ass would have been what?
Oh, yeah, over here,
yeah.
It would have been something. You dare me to fucking make a phony list of names and threaten people and see how long it takes for them to get me?
Authorities are offering a reward of 5 million pesos, around $2,750, for information on the killings. Damn. and two Facebook representatives did not return a message. Because that is true, too. Even the people on Facebook can track, you know what I'm saying, where the hell the shit came from, the IP address and shit, themselves. Whatever. It smells like Teen Spirit right there. Bullshit. Yeah. And,
that's me.
Wow.
Oh, man. Hey, check this out. I got some guy named Abdullah Bahakalaka that wants to add me on Facebook.
Who?
Abdullah Apalaka. I don't know. He wants to add me on Facebook.
Hey, man, you need to tell your granddad to stay out of the damn jailhouse, all right? Lebanon, Ohio. Grandpa attempts to smuggle pot to grandson in prison. Fuck, I'm talking about. Thanks, Pop.
Thanks, Pop. Yeah.
Grandpa right there.
Richard Harris, an 85-year-old Ohio man, was arrested while making a scheduled visit to his grandson at Warren Correction Institution. According to law enforcement, this family reunion included more than 20 grams of marijuana. Harris is being charged with attempting to convey drugs at a detention facility and possessing criminal tools. If convicted, he could face up to 7 years in prison and a $15,000 fine, which, you know, we probably know he won't. You know, 85 years old, they ain't going to do that shit. Give his ass probation and shit. Milk his goddamn Medicare.
That's his first crime he ever committed.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Uh-oh. And a follow-up. Oh, no. This is not in a follow-up. In Oregon, grandma straightens things out. Now grandson wanted by police. Damn! What the hell's up with y'all grand folks? Shit. Something like that. Grandparents. There you go.
Shout out to my fiance up in the chat room.
Oh, Miss P laid up in this motherfucker. Miss PC. Boom!
Up in the house.
I always get hugs right now. The rest of y'all be chuckling. 15-year-old boy slipped under the water while trying to swim across Detroit Lake. Eric Hemingway jumped in the water and found the teen about 6 feet below the surface. He was able to pull the unconscious boy out, getting him to shore where rescue crews then stabilized him. When his 81-year-old grandma in California read about the rescue in the paper, so she fired off an email to the newspaper saying the hero was her grandson, demanding a correction because they had the name wrong. The newspaper then forwarded the email to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and they found a warrant for his arrest.
Oh. Superman got super dumb.
That's fucked up on the grandma.
I bet you he was all feeling good that next day. He's like, man, I helped somebody, you know, I feel good. Motherfucking cops knocking at the guy. He has no fucking shit.
Hell
no. Getting a reward or something. Oh, they came to give me a little reward or something. Motherfucker, get in the car. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
Man,
oh, hell no.
I got two super nutty ones to take us on out the door, man. Two super nutty ones.
Oh, shit. That's 3 minutes to the show. I got to get out of here, people. Much
all right,
love.
We'll see you on over the show.
Come to the show, Whacking Wednesday. We whacking off over there, people.
Oh, let me beam him off, baby.
Beam my ass off, what the hell? We damn standing in the corner, folks.
Is he doing that on Ustream, too?
Later.
Whacking off Wednesday on Ustream?
Oh, hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Right. Hopefully not. But, we'll be over in 186 Deuce Land right after this. Going over there and hanging out with the groovy people. All right, Two super wackies to get out the door, man, and that's how we do it. That is how we do it. In Colorado, I was banned from Safeway because I asked for large breasts.
of chicken.
Right. A man in Colorado claims he was given the boot in a trespassing notice that bans him from the property for 1 year from his local Safeway. But it wasn't over shoplifting or anything like that. He says it was all because of a misunderstanding about his poultry order. According to the 61-year-old shopper, he recently stopped into the Safeway to purchase some chicken breast from the deli counter. And when the woman behind the counter asked which one he preferred, he says he pointed out his selection and said, "I like the large one." Yeah.
Where did he
that
point that?
You know what I'm saying? I like the big ones. Oh. This is, yeah, this will end it right here, people. In Indianapolis, I have to go find a white caregiver to help you up. Wow. This is how our fucking world is turning out, people. Come the fuck on. Certified nursing assistant Brenda Cheney was on duty in an Indiana nursing home one day when she discovered a patient lying on the floor, unable to stand. But Cheney couldn't help the woman up. She had to search for a white aide because the woman had left instructions that she did not want any black caregivers. And the nursing home insisted it was legally bound to honor the request. Ain't that a bitch? Some people would. Or, well, yeah, you deserve to die anyway. You should have died.
Well, I would have made it real easy on that. Oh, you want to get up? Sorry, we only got black people to help. Then, yeah, you got to stay on the floor. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Man, that is too fucking crazy. Too crazy for me, people. Yeah, 2010, people. Yeah, this is 2010. And that just happened yesterday. Yeah. Well, there you go. And that will do it for the Nutty News, people, of the day. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news. What's going on, people? Make sure y'all tune in to blogtalkradio.com/186deuce for Whacking Wednesday on the Worldwide Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Sayonai, international co-host from the Netherlands. Going now, Ms. Heavenly Angel from Washington, the computer lady popping off up in here from Ohio, and Mr. Goofy Bo over there representing San Jose, California, and everybody that dropped in, you know what I'm saying, Cher Hartfield and a couple of guests, you know what I'm saying, appreciate y'all. And yeah, we are done, people. Peace.
Bye-bye.